This is Rashawn Melvin of your New England Patriots. Come tune in to Totally Patriots and watch Rashawn Melvin does his thing. Check him out. Let's have a great time. Let's go Patriots.
Winter is on its way, and the Patriots are just getting warmed up. Coming up, nothing burns hotter than the team's desire to win. Find out all about that passion and how they do that.
Whether your passion is for a person, a place, or a thing, the way it works in your brain is the same.
Plus, Michael Williams has been bringing the heat on offense. See what gives him the chills and tilted.
And I just couldn't move. I sat there just screaming and hollering.
And this defensive back is fired up for pass chat.
I can boogie down a little bit.
Watch him spark the laughter in Totally Challenged. Get ready to ignite. Totally Patriots starts right now.
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
Welcome to Totally Patriots.
You like this?
What's going on here? What is that?
Channeling my inner Rocky right now. We're playing Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, you look just like
Sly. Should I just stop? Yeah, all right.
Yeah, let's stop. Listen, we're super pumped, and so is Rashawn Melvin.
That's right. He's all mic'd up, ready to go right now. Hang on one more time. It's time for Audible. Watch this.
Rashawn Melvin. I'm from Waukegan, Illinois. 6'2", defensive back for New England Patriots. You know, I have a huge family. I have 5 sisters and 2 brothers. You know, I have 5 sisters. You know, all they want to do is play jump rope, tea parties. The crazy thing I would say is being married with a group of my friends, it was just kind of weird. I actually got a ring from a bubblegum machine. You know, I'm a child. You know, 25 cents probably was all I had in my pocket at the time. So, you know, one of those bubblegum machines, rings that I had, and I gave it to one of my friend sisters who I thought I was married to at the time. One word that describes me is awesome. I'm awesome because just look at me. I'm a cool guy, smart, handsome. You know, I just think I'm just confident. You know, I just love what I do. I love my job. I love the kids. You know, I love the feedback I get from other people. So, I mean, like I said, I'm just an awesome guy overall that has a big heart and caring and loving type of guy. I'm ready to go out there and get these young adults a great time. If you guys ready, bring it on because I'm coming with my A game. Let's have a great time.
And he's humble, super modest right there. I love that. But no, seriously, you need that kind of confidence to be a New England Patriot. And you need it to go up against a big room full of students. Let's see how he does right now. He's in the hall with Ashley, and it's time for Pat's Chat.
Totally Patriots.
Welcome to the Hall of Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. I am Miss Ashley Feldman, joined by a group of students who drove a very far way from Londonderry, New Hampshire. What's up, guys? My new friends? You gonna help me out? Let's welcome Rashawn Melvin, everybody. That was a really nice entrance. I'm impressed.
Yeah,
he's hyped, so that means you guys better come correct with these questions. I think he's ready to go. Do we have our first one?
Do you like to dance often?
Do I dance?
I like this question. We're loosening it up a little bit.
I can boogie down a little bit. You know, I can shake a tail feather. But no, I mean,
raise your hand if you want him to shake a tail feather.
Oh, no,
I know I do. Let's see a little something.
Hey, I want to see something.
Yes, we do.
What you want to see? What, anybody? Can I get some music? Any DJs? No?
You got nothing. You're going to have to go
can't
drive.
Even see. I don't see.
Hey!
Oh, hey. See, that's it.
Just give them a little taste.
If you were not a professional football player, what would you do?
Besides dancing, because we're very impressed.
Yeah, besides dancing, I would be a homicide detective. Like, I have a degree in sociology with an emphasis on criminology. So I'm definitely into, like, mysteries. You know, I'm definitely into solving cases.
Do you watch a lot of CSI and feel like you can solve it?
Yes, I did. But what I liked the most is the first 48 hours. CSI, First 48, all those shows, are like, I feel like I can solve it. I'm more of like a Spectre Gadget type of guy.
What's the difference between playing in college football and playing in the NFL?
The biggest difference from college to NFL is it's a job. You know, Super Bowls is bigger than the national championship game. You know, the rewards are bigger. Overall, just the more fan atmosphere, just the scene, being able to be a huge role model to a bigger base of people, it's awesome.
There's got to be a little bit more gear involved, too. Because I played a college sport, and you probably get more gear.
Oh, yeah, you definitely get a lot
more
gear.
You get hooked up in the NFL.
Yeah, we get swagged up. You know, everything's official. Like the jersey right there, 51.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I see you. The old school throwback New England jersey right there, 51.
All right, guys, help me give Rashawn Melvin one more big round of applause.
We're totally tuned in. Here's what the Pats have been up to on social media. Coming up, this tight end tells us how he really was big man on campus and tilted.
When I was born, I was 10 pounds and some ounces.
And the best football players have a love for the game. Find out what exactly drives your passions and how they do that.
Neglecting everything else to pursue your passion can lead to unhappiness, low self-esteem, and loss of creativity.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Patriots.
How do you get from Eagles running back DeMarco Murray to Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman? DeMarco Murray is married to actress Heidi Mueller, who was in Funny or Die Presents with Jack McBrayer. McBrayer was in 30 Rock with Elizabeth Banks, who was also in Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1 with Evan Ross. Ross is the brother of actress Tracy Ellis Ross, who was a guest on Late Night with Seth Meyers, along with Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman. And that's your 6 degrees.
So Chip Kelly, the Philadelphia Eagles head coach, he actually has a New England connection himself. He's from New Hampshire. That means it's going to be a homecoming when he's here, but let's just hope that homecoming does not have a happy ending. I know a guy that could help us out with that, Michael Williams. Let's get to know all about that tight end. It's time for Tilted.
My nickname in Reform, Alabama is Big Man. When I was born, I was 10 pounds and some ounces. So my mom says the doctor was like, that big boy in there crying again. So it was more of like, it just took on Big Man. I have no idea how, but even to the day I go home, everybody knows me as Big Man. My favorite video game right now is NBA 2K16. And also Halo 5. Not very good at either right now because I don't have much time to play it, but sooner or later I will be the best. I'm afraid of a lot of things. I'm afraid of snakes. I'm afraid, when I was younger, my mom said I was afraid of the wind, leaves. When I was younger, right now I'm afraid of snakes mostly, and any other crawling type of object crawling towards me. My mom themselves was standing outside, and the wind started blowing, and the leaves got around me, going in a circular motion, and I just couldn't move. I sat there just screaming and hollering, and I guess I was afraid of them. So. My favorite TV show growing up was either Rugrats or Rocket Power. Favorite Rugrats was Tommy. Of course, Tommy led everybody. Tommy was the mainstay. But most people compare me to Chucky when I was young because I was scary. Okay, back to the scary question. I'm very scared of tornadoes. Very scared of those also. But no, I did not think I was getting took by a tornado, but I am very scared of those.
Well, they say that life is all about having passions. I mean, personally, I'm passionate about football and good food and passionate about women and dating. Hey, there you go. Well, the football players, the guys on the team, obviously they're passionate about football and sports. But believe it or not, passion is more than just liking something or loving something. There's actually a science to it. Professor Fritz is going to break it all down for us right now in how they do that.
Hi, I'm Professor Fritz. Welcome to How They Do That. Science, football, being right. Those are my passions. For you to be the perfect football player, you are going to need passion. Scientists have two theories on passion, and both have been proven to be correct. Passion can be an emotion, such as love, or a motivational force that drives. Thus, passion is partly linked to the reward center of your brain. When it comes to motivation, we look at the basal ganglia, a major part of the limbic system that consists of the nucleus accumbens, the caudate nucleus, and the ventral tegmental area. These areas are where dopamine is created and released to other parts of the limbic system. When it comes to the emotional side of passion, dopamine and adrenaline get sent to your prefrontal cortex, where they encourage the reward response and the feeling of happiness. Serotonin levels are lower at this time, which is why you can have a harder time making rational decisions and also why you have a hard time focusing on other things. Whether your passion is for a person, a place, or a thing, the way it works in your brain is the same. And how you pursue your passion can define whether its effects are positive or negative on your health. There are two types of passion, harmonious and dualistic. Harmonious passion is a good thing. It means that you're able to say no and stop on your own free will. It allows you to enjoy what you're doing, but offers the freedom to take a step back and do other things. Dualistic passion is the opposite. You can't stop doing something, or you believe it will have negative consequences for you. Workaholics suffer from dualistic passion. They believe their jobs are so important that they sacrifice other areas of life. Neglecting everything else to pursue your passion can lead to unhappiness, low self-esteem, and loss of creativity. Do not let your passion become an obsession. First, take a break. Do your homework. Spend time with your family and friends and explore the world around you. Next, change your mindset from I must and I need to I'd like to. You'd be surprised how a shift in your thought process can turn a negative obsession into a positive passion. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that.
Totally Facts, Philadelphia. Did you know? The Mutter Museum in Philadelphia has displays of Einstein's brain, President Grover Cleveland's tumor, a piece of John Wilkes Booth's thorax, and a corpse that turned into soap. Still to come, truths, dares, and some good advice. Rashawn Melvin takes the hot seat in Totally Challenge.
Please, don't do stuff like that. That's silly.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
It's Totally Fit with high school strength trainer Chelsea Parks.
Today we're going to talk about the plank. The plank is very important to strengthen your core. Your core is going to stabilize your arms and your legs. When you're setting yourself up for the plank, you want to make sure that your elbows are underneath your shoulders, your hands are out in front of you, and you're up on your toes. Keep your back straight and squeeze your core. try and hold the plank as long as you can and set a goal for 45 seconds or more.
Did you know that the world record for holding a plank is 5 hours? Can you imagine how sore you'd be and your muscle? I don't even think I could do it for like 5 minutes. Now that is a challenge. Well, 5 minutes is going to be a challenge for me. But that is nothing for Rashawn Melvin. Let's see what we got lined up for him right now in Totally Challenge.
Welcome back to the Hall at Patriot Place. It's time for my personal favorite segment. Rashawn's already, he's already nervous. Guys, Totally Challenge.
Truth or dare?
I'm a dare.
I dare you to dance like a ballerina.
Aww. If I can do this, I don't know if I can do this.
That looks like the landing at the Olympics. I don't know how ballerina that is. Oh, there it is. There it is.
Truth or dare?
Truth.
Have you ever been caught doing something silly?
Yes, I have been caught before. Multiple times, probably. But,
details?
Silly. Man, this is tough. I do so many things. It's hard to just pick one. Silly, like, I remember one time, it was at the end of basketball practice. You know, somebody goof off, you goof around. And I tried to shoot a half-court shot. You know, I shot it somewhere else anyways, and I tripped and failed to sprain my ankle. That had to be, like, the silliest thing I ever had to do in my life.
Did you have to sit out?
I missed 3 games because
no.
I sprained my own ankle personally. Like, please, don't do stuff like that. That's silly. Don't do it, please.
Truth or dare?
Dare.
I dare you to eat spray cheese.
Like, see, I would take that as a gift.
Okay, I do. I guess I have to do it, right? I
just a little mid-afternoon snack of spray cheese. Uh-oh, guess what? You have to head up, too.
Oh, yeah.
Spray cheese for two.
Do the honors. there you go.
He enjoys it.
No, that's not enough. That's not enough. You cheat me.
Oh, wow. Man. All right. Okay.
He did enough for both of us. Enough for both of us.
Cheese just hanging on the lip.
Okay.
Oh! I feel like we just secretly found out that you actually have spray cheese at your own home. Mm. All right, we're going to wrap it up only because this dude has so much cheese in his mouth. I don't think he can continue. So one more time, a big round of applause for this guy.
Players, Song of the Week.
I'm Nate Ebner, and my go-to song this week is Wasted by Cal Scrooby.
Totally Patriots.
Cameron Fleming, I play offensive line, number 71, and my first job was bagging groceries at a military grocery store called the Commissary. I lasted about 3 days there, but I did extremely well. I was a little overly aggressive. I had people waiting in my line to get served instead of like where there's other empty lines. So I made a lot of money in tips. You only got paid in tips, which is the hard part. You had to be kind of like aggressive to get people to come to your line, and I opened my first bank account with that money. I made probably about $450 in 3 days, and I still have that bank account till today.
Ashley, it looks worse than it is. You ready?
I know. I'm so ready. Let's do it.
We got this.
All right, let's go.
Go.
Can't with you. We're ready for Philly. You're obviously super ready for Philly. Let's just hope the weather holds up and it's not as snowy as it was in Denver.
can't breathe.
You can't breathe. You can't even breathe.
I'm still out of breath.
Oh my God. Sylvester Stallone would kill you in any boxing match.
Terrible. So out of shape right now. Before we go, we want to leave you some highlights from the Broncos game.
I got this. We'll see you next week.
Oh.
High in the air and leaping to intercept for the Patriots.
Jones.